Hey guys, it's Davis and welcome to Davis Podcast, okay? So this podcast I'm going to be talking about, you know, today's motivation. You know, I'm going to be giving you some inspirational topics and you know, I'm just going to be talking about, you know, life. You know, and today what I'm going to be talking about is, you know, our life, you know, sometimes gives us antagonists. You know, every person out there has antagonists in their life. Okay, if you don't know what an antagonist is, an antagonist is a person who opposes a protagonist, you know, which is the main, you know, the main character of a story. You know, if you watch all old movies, you would see that there is always a protagonist and there is always an antagonist, all right? The antagonist is always going to be, you know, do things against the protagonist. They're always attacking the protagonist, you know. They're always trying to make things different. They're always trying to, you know, bring out a different outcome. Sometimes the antagonists are always called, you know, villains of the story. You know, they're always called villains of the story. And the thing that most people don't actually understand is that there are so many people out there with antagonists, okay? If you're born into the world, you should understand that you're going to have a lot of antagonists in your life. And I'm talking about people that are always going to tell you that what you're about to do, it's not going to work. You cannot be able to achieve your dreams. You cannot be able to pursue those goals that you have in your mind to achieve. These people are not going to give you motivation. They're not going to encourage you to chase those dreams. They're not going to be supportive of the dreams, of the goals that you intend to achieve. So these people are called antagonists. And the truth about this is that this antagonist sadly could be anybody in your life. They could be your best friends. They could be your family. They could be your parent. They could be people around you, you know. People that are always giving you compliments, bad compliments, like you're not doing good. You're not doing enough. You cannot be able to achieve this. For example, I walk up to a friend of mine and I tell the friend, you know what? I want to be an astronaut. I want to travel on rockets. I want to go out of space. I want to see what space is like. And then instead of the friend to be supportive of me and be like, okay, if that's what you wanna be, that's what you wanna achieve in life. Yeah, I support you. I believe that you can achieve it. You know what? I'm going to encourage you to chase that dream. Instead of your friend giving you supportive messages like this, your friend is going to tell you, you know what, bro? I don't think you can be able to do that. For sure. Like, I don't think you can do that. Look at you. You broke. You don't have enough money. So why do you think you can't be able to be an astronaut? These are the kind of messages you're going to get from someone who doesn't believe in you, who doesn't support you, who is not encouraging you. And when you get messages like this, these kind of messages, they create a doubt in your mind. They start to lower your self-esteem because you start to wonder, yeah, he might be right with what he's saying, that I can't be able to achieve this. What if he's right? But let me tell you something, this life that we are in, you can be able to achieve anything that you put your mind to. All you have to do is to gather the resources, make a plan, and go out there and execute your plan. That is what life is all about. If you have so many people always doubting your dreams, so many people around you who are always telling you, you know what, you can't do it. Any goal, any dream you bring up, any plan you bring up, they're gonna tell you you can't do it. You can't do it. You need to change your environment. You need to change your surrounding because it's gonna affect you. It's gonna affect you so many ways. That's just the way life is. Sometimes we need to surround ourselves with people who can motivate us to be better. People who are always there to encourage us to be better. People who are always supportive of our dreams, because that's the way life is. There are some people out there that like to move alone. They like to be independent. They're not going to tell you about their dreams, but they're always going to work hard towards achieving their dreams. Sometimes that's the way life is. Life isn't fair. I remember growing up as a kid, I used to have, you know, some professors, some lecturers, they're going to tell me, you know what, you're not doing well at school. You know what, you're not doing well at mathematics. You're not doing well at calculation. You're doing poorly. Your sister does better than you. And when I listen to these people, I always feel bad for myself. I felt so sad within my soul. I felt so heartbroken because, I don't know, when you look up to people out there and they give you discouragement and they tell you you can't do it, that you're not doing good enough, you feel bad and you are actually trying your best to be better. I felt so bad inside me. At home, I got the same thing. My dad would tell me, you're not doing well, you're not doing okay, you're doing bad in your results. I never got someone who was there to encourage me. And what did I do? What I did was I had to stand up on my feet. I had to motivate myself. I had to support myself. I had to encourage myself. Music was always one part of me that always pushed me to keep going. I listened to music that motivated my soul, that brought my spirit to life. So that is what life is all about. Life isn't going to be fair with you because life is filled with people who are going to try to discourage you. People who are going to always try to break you every opportunity that they have. They're always going to tell you lies. And the thing is, when you listen to people who are always telling you lies that you can't do it, you can't make it, you can't do it, you can't succeed, you need to understand that your destiny is in your hands. Nobody's going to determine who you're going to be in life. Nobody's going to determine who you want to be in life. So you need to take it upon yourself to mold your destiny how you want it to be. You need to determine what you want to be in life. Nobody is going to determine what you're going to be in life. It's just the way it is. You are the creator of your destiny. You get to decide how your life is going to be. That's the way life works. Everybody is going to determine how your life is going to be. So what you need to understand is that you need to understand that your decision is your destiny. It's your decision to make. How your destiny is going to turn out to be is your decision to make. So whatever anybody's going to say about you, you need to understand that their opinions don't matter. It's just their opinions. Your life is in your hands. That's what I just have to say. And you need to understand that there are so many antagonists out there. So many people are always going to tell you the opposite of what you want to be. They're going to tell you you can't do it. Why is it always the can't that they're always saying you can't do it? Why don't they always tell you you can do it? They're not going to tell you that. But let me tell you something. Every antagonist in your life is a stepping stone to your greatness. They cannot decide the person that you're going to be. They cannot tell you you're a failure. It's in your hands to determine who you are. So that's just the way life is. Life is filled with so many antagonists. But let me tell you something. You are the writer of your story. You get to determine how you want your story to end. That's just the way it is. And you need to understand that. And you need to start walking towards achieving those dreams that you have. Always expect to have antagonists because they're always going to keep coming. Antagonists are always going to keep coming. Just watch out for them and make sure you surround yourself with people who are always going to motivate you. People are always going to support you. People are always going to encourage you. Even when it seems like nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing great is going to happen. Even though it feels like nothing is in your favor, they are always going to support you. They are always going to motivate you. They are always going to stand by your side. Those are the real people you need to have in your life. Those are the real people you need to have in your life. Those are the people you need in your life. So that's just the way life is. You know, I just decided to put it out here because it just came to my mind. And sometimes I always try to tell people that, you know, you are your biggest motivation. You need to start motivating yourself. You need to start encouraging and supporting yourself, even though it feels like no one is going to support you. No one is going to motivate you. If you look out there, if you look out to the history, you would see that there are lots of people out there who actually, you know, push themselves to achieve their dreams, even when people didn't support them. Even when people didn't support them, even when they had no source of encouragement, they worked hard to achieve their dreams. That's the way life is. So you need to understand that this is what life is all about. And life is not going to be fair to you. Life sometimes is going to bring so many antagonists into your life. And then you're going to start wondering, why are things not working? Because there are lots of people around you who are not being supportive enough. Those are not the right kind of groups, or those are not the kind of right, those are not the kind of people you should be around. You need to be around the right people who motivate you and push you to achieve your dreams. You need to be among the people who are always going to push you and support you and give you words of encouragement that you can be able to achieve your dreams if you keep walking. That's what life is all about. And let me tell you a story. Let me just put this out there real quick so you understand the point of why I'm doing this. Okay, just imagine this. If I was a coach of a team, and then the team was playing, you know, football, and we were playing against a big team, and if I decided that I was going to support the other team, I wasn't going to support my team, I was going to support the other team on the field, how would the players feel? My players would feel very bad about that. They would feel very discouraged. In fact, their spirits would be so down. But as a coach, I am supposed to be supporting my team. I'm not supposed to be supporting the other team. But if I support my team, I encourage them, I support them on the field and off the field, they are going to be so motivated. They're going to feel so empowered to be on the field. They're gonna always struggle to do better. That's what life is all about. You need to have the right people around you, because those people can be your coach. Those people can be your form of support, because sometimes we need some form of support. I'm talking about people are always gonna be people are always gonna be around you to support you, to always tell you words of encouragement, to always push you to achieve your dreams. That's what life is all about. You need people on the sidelines who are always going to chant your name. People on the sidelines who are always going to encourage you and push you to keep moving forward and don't stop. That's what life is all about. Now, I'm just going to appreciate you guys for listening to this podcast. Thank you for tuning in to Andrew Davis podcast. And this is your host, Sauces Davis. Thank you guys so much. And yeah, that's what I have to say for today. You know, I hope I one way or the other impacted in you guys, and you know, I hope you guys learn one or two things from what I just said. Thank you for tuning in, and have a nice day.